Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're delighted to welcome in John Paxson, the Bulls Executive Vice President of Basketball Operation. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, John. How are you?
Morning, John.
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Oh, we're doing well, John. Obviously, I had all the lucky implements out trying to help pull you guys through the birth canal, tearing sheets, boiling water. Let's get this lottery thing done. But, that's life. That's the ups and downs and the bounce of the ping pong ball. And you guys, you could have been as low as eighth and you end up seventh. And we were hoping for one or two, but I don't know. I mean, it's got to be disappointing, but I'm sure for yourself, it's get to work. Here we go.
Well, it's disappointing. You can accept it for a minute or two, but then you got to move on. Right. And because everybody who walks in that building who has a stake in it, hopes for some luck. And so last night, New Orleans and Memphis are the two teams that walked out of there better than they were before, when they walked in. So, but I think the telling thing in all this is, last year the league decided to change the lottery format, and I think at the end of the day, it's for all the right reasons. They want to see the teams competing and not, sitting players, that type of thing. Which when you are in a rebuild situation or you're not very good, sometimes you take a look at players. But the long story short is that I think what happened last night is what they envisioned, that and you'll see as this thing progresses that teams will not do some things maybe they've done in the past. And it was as crazy a night as I've seen. I mean, just the drama to it. And the fortunate thing for us is, I think, first of all, three of the four top teams are out west, so they're the good players that they're going to get are out west. And when you're thinking of conferences and moving back to seven, if we weren't going to be in the top few, moving back to seven actually gives us a little more cap space this year because of the slotted position. We had slotted in our salary at number four, now we're at seven, so it gives us a little more cap space to work with this summer too. So we're looking at it in that way, and you're right, we go to work, and that's part of the fun. There's the fun part of this process now as we delve into the draft a little bit more.
So, John, the draft lottery process seems a bit of an awkward experience. It's more like a game show.
It really is.
It's sort of strange. So you're there the second year in a row. What has to happen, whether it's the player you draft, the free agents you sign, or a combination of both? What has to happen so you're not back for another year?
Yeah, it's a combination of that. But it's most important, and we talk about it all the time. It's the growth of our key players. The last 2 years we've drafted guys at seven, Lauri Markkanen and Wendell Carter Jr. We have great hope for them, but they have to grow as players. We need them to be really good. We need them to improve, show that they are top level talent in the league. We believe they have that in them, so we need that. We need Zach LaVine to play at a high level. He averaged 23 a game, which is not easy to do in our league. But there's so many areas that he can improve in. We felt that last year at the trade deadline, we got a guy in Otto Porter that we really like. He's just a very good basketball player. So, it's 2, 3, 4, and 5 right now. We feel really good. But they all have to grow as players. They're still young and they have to grow. So it's a combination of all those things. And then we have to get some real depth. The injuries last year that we had no control over really did hurt us. Having four guys out due to some type of surgery or lengthy time out like Lauri had at the very beginning, those things hurt us. So we're going to have to grow in a lot of areas. But I I've always felt this way that, you know, we'll find value at seven. You know, it's funny, we've had seven so many times. You know, first draft, years ago, we got Kirk Heinrich, who turned out to be a really good player for us, Lou Aldeng as well, and then these last 2 years getting the two young guys that we got. So I believe we find value there. So you add a piece there, but we need to go into free agency and get some vet guys that really know how to play and can help you win games. Because the bottom line for me and for us is that we have to get back to being a competitive basketball team where a fan base looks at us, appreciates the way we play, and we can keep growing from there. And I'm confident that we will if we can stay healthy and add a few real important pieces to our roster.
John, you mentioned the fact that you guys have been having some players breaking down. Have you broken down why? I mean, do you understand? Is it just bad luck, or how do you? I mean, we haven't seen the core really play together.
No, we haven't. No. Well, you know, the four major injuries we had last year were things we could not. I don't know how you you train to not have those. I mean, Lowry, the third day of training camp, hurt his elbow, and then, just going for a rebound, and his arm got wrenched a certain way. So, he was out. And then, Wendell falling in Los Angeles and breaking his thumb, which required surgery. You know, guys fall on the floor all the time, and things like that don't happen. Chandler Hutchinson breaks a bone in his foot. Denzel Valentine was out the whole year with an ankle injury. Those were the four things that we felt, you really can't control from a looking at your medical stuff. We have great confidence in our group. We have a guy, Chip Schaefer, who's got great credentials, been around the league forever. He leads our group. We believe our guys train the right way. And at the end of last year, we had a few little minor things that we wanted. You know, we had guys trying to get back from. Zach and Chris Dunn were trying to get back from some things. The only guy last year, last season that we took a look at more than anything was Otto, because we never had him before. And we really wanted to make sure that we were taking care of some of the things that we felt he needed to take up to get a jump start maybe into the summer and working out and being healthy. So, it's a fair question because, we've had so many of these freak injuries, but I do think that most of them have been simply things we have no control over. And, hopefully in that respect, I'd rather have a little luck that way going forward, because I would like to see our group together, especially as they get older and mature. I think that's where we need to see them play together, because I think that will determine how good we can be.
John, how aggressive will you shop the number seven pick to see if there's a veteran out there to be a trade that can help you immediately?
Well, that's, I said last night, we're going to look at this with a real open mind. I think we are at a position where we need to, to find the best players we can to help this group. I've made no bones about the fact that, I've listed some guys, and I've mentioned Chris one time, and we have not at all given up on Chris Dunn as a basketball player, but we need really good play from the point guard position. It's too important of a spot in this game to not have a player or two that is really good for you. So, and I think the point guard, in so many ways, you see it all the time, you can make the game so much easier for other players, and especially when you have two young bigs like we have, if you can get them easy baskets, things like that. So we're going to be open-minded to a lot of things. And, the thing we'll do now, we do now is we delve deeply into the draft process. It's an opportunity for us to get these young players into our building, get to know them a little bit, and getting to know them plays a big part in it, because you see who they are, what they represent, and sometimes that feel helps you make your decision as you move forward. But we will be open to many different things, and we do have some flexibility with our cap space now, and so you can trade into it, you can do a lot of things with it. So we'll be open minded.
Generally speaking, John, are you going to be more position-driven in this draft than in previous ones? Or is there any way, and I don't know if you'd even do it, but let's just say there's some freakishly tall man that that might be related to some guy you used to play against, or another another guy who's freakishly tall. I mean, yeah. Is it risk-reward now at seven?
Sometimes it is, yeah. I mean, there's some – there's always some unknowns, especially when you're looking at these kids because they're so young. But like I said, being open-minded means that, you know, in the past we've always kind of had our board up, and, you know, most times we go by the board. If something happens, then, you know, we take the player. But we oftentimes, you know, we tier guys. Since the college season has gone on and ended, we tier certain players. But I think sometimes you get to a point where you do have to look at need. I'm not saying that's necessarily what we do, but I think there are times when if you're looking at a group of players and, you know, they're kind of in the same grouping for you, maybe need does take mean more to you than take, you know, just taking somebody, you know, else that you like. So we'll be looking at everything. It's, you know, for us, it's, you know, we have to look at it this way. And I truly believe this. You know, last night, to me, if you got in the top two or three, you were, you know, that was the big thing for last night. And so, you know, those teams, you know, they're better off today, you know, for getting that high up in the lottery. But after that, it becomes, okay, now you get down and dirty, grind it, you work, you figure out what's best for your organization. And we'll do that. I think we've had a pretty good track record at this spot in the draft of finding quality. And what we want now, and we want to get back to being a hard playing competitive team. And, you know, we've got a coach that I've been able, since we made the change last year, to spend a lot of time with. I think Jim has the right values in terms of how he wants to play to get us to that competitive, you know, that competitive way of playing again. And so I think we're at the very beginning of something that we can sustain. And it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take our players getting better. There's no getting around that. We need that to happen. And but I do feel good internally about these first steps we're taking to get there.
John, you said last night that dropping to seventh, it wasn't catastrophic, and I think you're looking at it the way you have to look at it. But for people who might look at this draft as a two-person draft in terms of generational talent, and they feel deflated by the idea of, okay, here the Bulls drafting seventh again, what would you say to them to inspire any sort of optimism going into a season where the fan base is as dissatisfied and disenchanted as I've seen it in years?
Well, there's nothing we can do about the lottery, David. I mean, we all would have liked to walk out of there last night having one of the top few picks, but we didn't. And, you know, I think we have an opportunity to get better. And you're right, generational talent doesn't come around very often. And, you know, the fact that you know, we weren't the team to land that, you know, it's frustrating, disappointing, but we can't dwell on it. I mean, it doesn't do us any good to dwell on it. I do think we have an opportunity to become a much better basketball team this year. We just have not had any. It's been so disjointed the last couple of years with the changes we made, and then, you know, the injuries we've had, and not having guys together. And I'm well aware of what our fan base, how they look at this. I'm also well aware of what we need to do to get better. There's you know, I've mentioned things already here with you guys. So, but I have to remain positive and optimistic in our approach, and I'll continue to do that. The people I work with, I know how we go through our business. I know how we process information and come to decisions, and I've been very confident in that. And so we're just going to keep grinding it out and making the best decisions going forward to get better.
I know, John, you've said that luck is not a plan, but you almost have to get lucky with some of these players. You almost have see them, you know, develop into what you believe they can be.
Well, but that's a part of the whole deal. When when we drafted Lowry a couple of years ago, you envision what they can become, and right. Oftentimes it doesn't happen overnight. I mean, the guys that step into this game immediately and impact the game from day one consistently they're rare. I mean, you know, and generally they're a little more mature guys, you know, outside of LeBron. I mean, he was just, you know, so good and so gifted. You know, all rookies are going to struggle, that type of thing. So we need to see improvement, obviously, but it does take some time. And I do think we have people in place that can that help our development of players. But again, they have to stay on the floor for us. We you know, that's the biggest thing. We have to have them out on the floor playing consistently. And you know, so that to me is where we need a little bit of luck, is that we get them where they're healthy and we're playing with some consistency because we have a full roster.
John, we'll let you go. When, you know, given the difficulty you've had with just having the core on the floor, when do you know when to give the guys an extension? When do you know? Does that interrupt the business element in a way?
Well, that you know, the way our situation is set up, you know, you got basically 3 or 4 years to make a decision on the young guys you draft.
Right.
And so, you know, we're on the clock there with a guy like Lowry and you know, but Wendell's just had the 1 year. So we're in pretty good shape there. And again, you know, I think what we did at the trade deadline last year, getting Otto, was a key move for us. You know, because we looked at the landscape this summer. We knew there were going to be a ton of teams with cap space. There's a lot of money in the market this come July 1. And, you know, we have some. We don't have, you know, as much as, you know, some of the others, but, you know, we have some to improve our team. But, you know, trading for Otto, you know, if we hadn't done that, we'd be sitting here right now looking at possibly extending, you know, Bobby Portis, who we had, and but still without a small forward and some other needs. So I think that is something that we feel, you know, really positive about. And, you know, and I think it'll help us moving forward as we, you know, we're going to have to address our needs. That's a big part of this, but you can do that through draft. You can do it through free agency. You can do it through trade. And like I said, at the very beginning, we're going to be looking at all those things.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
Best of luck.
Okay, guys. I appreciate it very
much. Take care.
Yeah. Talk to you soon.
That is the Bulls executive vice president of basketball operations, John Paxson. And you know, John is a living proof. You can draft later in a draft, find a guy at number 19 that can get a shot to win a championship.
Well, they have to look at it that way. They have to look at it the fact that, you know, they can't stop operating and looking at it because they didn't get the first or second pick. You have to make the best of your situation. And right now, that's picking 7th.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.